And welcome to Hamner It Out with me, your host, Suzanne Hamner. We're trying to get the camera fixed just a little bit. It's been fuzzy and grainy, so hopefully I've got it a little better where we're going to be hammering out the political issues so you can smell the coffee. So today we're going to, again, focus on Dr. Anthony Fauci, which I've kind of focused on him a lot, and there's a reason why I focused on him. He's kind of the Trump administration's face for coronavirus. Everything that's coronavirus is based on Fauci. What Fauci says is what's being done. He's the one that has put all these policies in place about we got to lock it down, got to lock it down. Well, he recommended it. The governors followed it. So blame the governors for following this guy, who you are going to see is a man who does not have integrity. He is unethical, and he is immoral based on what is being said by Dr. Judy Mikovits. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into this video, the truth about Anthony Fauci. So let's get started, and we'll point out some real highlights as it goes along.
I took a job at the National Cancer Institute. I was under the direction of Frank Rossetti. I isolated HIV from blood and saliva, confirming Dr. Luc Montagnier's earlier isolation and description of HIV as a possible causative agent of AIDS. When Frank Rossetti was out of town, I received a call from Dr. Fauci, and he demanded that I give him our manuscript on the isolation and confirmation of HIV while it was still in press. I refused to do that because it's unethical.
Okay, now here you go. Dr. Fauci has asked her to do something that is unethical. And what did she do? She said no. I'm not going to do it. So now let's see what he does.
These manuscripts are confidential and only authors can give him a copy. He's threatened to fire me for insubordination, but still I refused. It's unethical.
So he threatened to fire her because she would not do something that was unethical. That tells you what kind of man he is right there. That tells you that he has no character, no moral character, and he lacks integrity.
When Frank Rossetti returned a few weeks later, he gave the manuscript to Dr. Fauci, and Dr. Fauci purposely delayed the publication of our manuscript in order that his crony, Dr. Robert Gallo, could copy our work and submit a competing manuscript and get it into press before ours.
And there you have it. Fauci stopped cold the work of Rossetti and Mikovits in order to give his crony, Dr. Gallo, Robert Gallo, the credit for that, which he was given. This is a matter of history. There is no question Robert Gallo did it, but here she is saying they had it first. And why did they get the boot on it? It was because Fauci wanted everything to go to his friend Gallo. That's all it was, his buddy. So he plays favorites. So whoever's going to benefit is Fauci is going to be behind, and especially if it's a friend of his. And let me just say this, Bill Gates is a friend of his. He's in it with Bill Gates. We already know this. Goal is a vaccine. But let's keep watching, because it gets even better.
This delayed the development of testing and spread the HIV epidemic through the world, killing millions.
And there is Fauci's concern for the general public. Right there, you saw it. And he got a promotion for it. Isn't that wonderful? That's how Washington works.
In 2006, I co-founded and developed the first Neuroimmune Disease Institute to study the cause and treatments of chronic fatigue syndrome.
Well, we've all heard of chronic fatigue syndrome. It affects mostly women. And so, yeah, they dismissed it, thinking we're all hysterical. But we weren't. We weren't. It's a real illness. There you go, a mouse virus contaminated. A mouse virus. How'd you get a mouse virus? Well, guess what? It was contaminated. Mm-hmm. Contaminated what? That thing and blood. Why? You'll hear it. Tell about it. You'll hear it.
Then in 2011, our research strongly suggested that it entered the human virome through a contaminated blood supply and vaccines.
So remember, the only way you get a virus is if it's injected into you. There you go. Mouse virus. Right there. Can contaminate the whole lab, which he's just about, we're just about to tell you. There you go. So look at what you got contaminated with.
Recognized that this mouse retrovirus was causing an alarming national health crisis. That is, if the blood supply and the vaccines were heavily contaminated with mouse retroviruses of many strains.
And Fauci put the
Tony Fauci, Ian Lipkin, and Harold Varmus did was pressure me to be silent and withdraw our manuscript. I refused again.
Good woman, she refused. out. She's not looking out after the American people.
When I refused to be silent, Dr. Fauci stepped in and ordered that my computers and notebooks be confiscated and orchestrated the retraction of our science paper.
The perfect Washington district of
corruption. He then removed all of my funding and prevented me from getting a job in government research from 2012 forward.
So, this is Dr. Fauci here. His concern is not for anything but himself and the vaccine program in his country. He shouldn't be trusted. He should not be trusted. This man needs to be removed. He does not need to be the face of coronavirus, especially for the Trump administration. The man is, he's immoral. He has no moral character. He's unethical. And he uses his position in order to gain ground for his friends, for the vaccine program. He doesn't care about people. He could care less. Look what he did with the HIV virus and the AIDS. But you did see where it said they were injected with the mouse virus. Injected. Got it through the vaccine and in the blood supply. Well, what if it gets to the blood supply and you have a blood transfusion, you're going to get that. So there you go. Get virus by injection, which is what we've been saying. But anyway, this man needs to be gone. He needs to be removed from the face of the coronavirus because this man has been giving bad advice to the president and Americans. Anyway, tell you what you do. Go over to the channel. It was this video appears on Chris Walker at YouTube. Go over there. Take a look at it. Hit the like button for him and let him know that Suzanne Hamner with Hamner It Out sent you to take a look at it and pass it on. Let's pass this on. Let's get it far and wide that this man does not need to be in charge of anything. He has done more harm than he has done good. So let's get the word out. Let's start being civilly disobedient. Let's get back to work. Let's get out there and let's live our life. Until next time, we'll check you again on Hamner It Out. See you on the flip side.